getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are again, time once again for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week, stack of polka records waiting right here to my left on the table. My hand is on them right now, I'm not kidding. If you could see me with your long-distance x-ray vision, you would see that I'm not kidding you. And, yeah, I guess we're, like, ready to roll here. I've got, I found a record I was looking for about 3 weeks. I'm excited about that. Got a 78 of the week for you. An early Lawrence Welk recording, actually, on Decca Records back to the 40s. Yowzers. So that's coming up. Other than that, it's just a veritable potpourri of old-time records. I think I've said that before. It trips off the tongue nicely. Might be a weird show today. Not sure. A lot of things going on outside around the studio building today. It's raining on and off. There's thunder and lightning on and off. There's a guy running an outboard motor in the next block that you can hear really good. There's some stray dogs roaming around out here barking. There's a lot of weird things happening in the neighborhood. So we'll see if it disturbs us or not. We'll just make it part of the music. Nobody will know the difference. Let's start out with Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, shall we? And the Ping Pong Polka. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins get us rolling here on this edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Geez, say the words right, ding-dong. You're very early in the show to be messing up already. Anyway, glad you're along with for another show. We'll see how things work out. So far, so good. I got Jay and the Brass Tones. And I don't mean Jay, J-A-Y. I mean Jay. Like just the letter J. We don't know what that stands for. It's Jay and the Brass Tones. It's the Down and Out Polka. We'll be right back.
Get your favorite girl and take her for a whirl. Dance all night and sing a little song. So when you're down and feeling blue, this happy little song will make you feel brand new. Just dance a while and sing and shout.
It's what the doctor orders when you're feeling down and out.
Will make you feel so fine. It happens every time when we play and sing and dance for you.
There, a little polka cheer you right up. Jay and the Brass Tones here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How the heck is your week going so far, huh? I'm doing okay. I don't know. I can't complain. I mean, I can. No, not really. It's been going pretty good, actually, this week. Got to watch my grandson play T-ball. They've changed a few things since I played T-ball. Of course, that was 60 years ago. If not more. You know, T-ball, where they don't really pitch it. And you wham the ball off of a tee that it sits on. Kind of like hitting a golf ball, except bigger. They use a tee. But things have changed. How old is he? He's almost six. He'll be six in a couple of weeks. And they wear batting helmets, even though nobody's pitching a ball at you. And I thought that was odd. And why don't they get used to wearing a helmet when they go up to bat? Okay, I dig it. Now, when I did it, the pitcher would pretend to pitch a ball, and then the batter would hit the ball off the tee after the pitcher hit it. And the theory is you would learn to watch the pitcher pitch the ball, and then you would swing and hit, is I assume what they were doing, but now they don't do that. They just have a pitcher standing there, and like the guy tells him it's okay to hit the ball, it's ready when you are, whatever. And of course, you got to have the pitcher out there because he's still fielding. But it seems weird to me, because otherwise you learn to look at the pitcher. So that I had a little issue with. But hey, whatever works. You know, big hats off to people that are involved in summer programs like that, though, because they got to organize it, and they got to show up, and they got to keep an eye on all those kids. And, you know, so I saw one game, you got maybe 10, 15 kids on a team and everything. They were all well-behaved, and they looked like little bitty miniature baseball players. And this is the first year he's played T-ball. Although he's played T-ball with Grandpa in the backyard. He's pretty good at whamming that ball into the next backyard. Making Grandpa go get it, too. I'm telling you. But, yeah, so that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool. And we might even go to the stock car races later this week. And for me, that makes two sportsy things in 1 week, which is way over my usual. I mean, normally for me, if I do two sportsy things in a year, I'm not a sports guy at all. I don't watch football games, don't watch basketball games, don't care what game's on TV, don't watch it. I do enjoy a roller derby bout now and then, but with the COVID thing, Kind of wiped out some of our local roller derby teams. They haven't really been able to get restarted yet, so I don't know if that's going to happen. I do enjoy a little small town dirt track stock car racing from time to time. And I do anything, I like to see anything my kids are involved in. Like, I have a daughter, and again, 30 years ago now, was a hockey cheerleader. And I could care less about hockey, but I went to a game once to watch my daughter cheerlead. That's a dangerous sport. Go out there on the ice and do cheerleading stuff with them sharp blades on you. You could hurt somebody, man. But she survived. I don't know. And then she was in the flag twirling thing with the marching band. I'm sure there's an official name for that that I don't know. So I like to go watch people I know that are doing stuff. But other than that, I'm not a sports guy. So I'm going to be above my sports quotient for the year already. So we're in 4th of July season. Depending when you're hearing this show, because we're heard on many stations on many different dates and times. But I know it's 4th of July season. It could be just coming up, could have just passed, whatever. Patriotic little tune here. Bernie Gordish and his TikTok orchestra and Red, White, and Blue. There, the old Red, White, and Blue, Bernie Gordish and his TikTok orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum briefly and invite you to stop by, pay them a visit, check them out, look at all the accordions. 1,300 accordions in each on display. 1,400, yeah, that's a lot. And then figure how many keys there are and how many buttons there are and how many reeds are inside of all there and how many screws hold that together. There's got to be millions of little bitty parts in that place. Check them out, why don't you? They're in Superior, Wisconsin, and they're on the interwebs, which makes it easier to have a look from anywhere in the world. It's just worldofaccordions.org. It's all you got to do to check them out. And if you're going to be in the area, by golly, be sure to put them on your itinerary. That's a fancy word for schedule, I think. What's the difference between a schedule and an itinerary? I don't know. But anyway, World of Accordions Museum, worldofaccordions.org, is where you find all the information. and you want to check it out, you can see some pictures there online and read about the history and check out their concert hall and all that stuff. So have a look, worldofaccordions.org, Superior, Wisconsin. That's where it's at, I'm telling you. All right, so I hate spell check. You ever have spell check? It doesn't always know what it's what you mean. I always type a list of the songs I play, and I save it. And I send it to the radio stations that carry the show so they can see what's coming up. And if somebody calls up and says, hey, who was that did the ping pong polka? The guy at the radio station could look it up and go, oh, that was Cousin Fuzzy. And they're like, oh, thank you. And also, they all go in the computer. So if I need to look up, like, when's the last time I played that song? And I'm like, what, 4 years ago? I better play that again. It's baseball season. And there are a lot of polkas about baseball games, baseball teams, baseball players. I have the Hey Negro Polka by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. And every time I go to type Jimmy Sturr, my computer corrects it to Jimmy Stuff. And I have to go in because the computer's like, that can't be right. It's got to be Stuff. And it's not, but because the F is next to the R and there's two in a row and the computer's just assuming that I don't know how to type, which is relatively accurate. But I do, you know, I hit the right keys. I just don't do it with the right fingers, I'm sure. But anyway, here's the Hey Negro Polka from Jimmy Stuff and his orchestra.
Pitchers that throw as great as he. His name is Phil Negro and he's on the Yankees.
When you meet him, we know you want to say, thank you Atlanta for bringing him our way. Hey Negro, throw that knuckleball. Strike him out and we'll all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. We'll sit and talk and have a few and dance around the floor. We'll all come back tomorrow night to drink and dance some more.
He played for the Braves for nearly 20 years. King George made the deal while Atlanta shed tears.
There is no doubt the South is really lost. Thank you, Atlanta, for sending him to us. Hey, Negro, throw that knuckleball. Strike him out and we'll all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. If he thinks he can't keep up and if he wants to go, tomorrow night when we return, we'll bring your brother Joe.
Well, that was certainly enthusiastic, huh? Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. It's not Jimmy Stuff. That's what happens when you have spell check. And the Hey Negro Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's do this one. Edwin Sousa, the Hooleray Dutchman. This one doesn't come around very often. I need to mix these records up a little more sometimes, I think. Here's the Baby Doll Polka.
Thank you.
I have it there, Ed Seuss of the Hooleye Dutchman and the Baby Doll Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, man. This is a hectic show, because by the time this is done, I would have played records at all speeds in the show this week. Wow. That's for crazy people. All right, I got a record here. Well, it's over there. That I don't think's ever been on the show before. I was trying to look it up here during the Hooleye Dutchman there to see if this one came up in any of my old playlists. And it did not, which tends me to believe that every time I've pulled out this record, I've played a different song off of it, because this one does not come up in the list. I've played many similar songs where the lyrics are a little different, because there's like this is the Hot Dogs Polka, and there's the Baseball Hot Dogs Apple Pie and Polka version, and there's the Baseball Hot Dogs is another one. But this one actually mentions Chevrolet in it, like the old Chevrolet commercials did, which I don't remember having played before. The Sound of Polkas is the name of the band, and it's the Hot Dogs Polka.
Dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. We dream our dreams and think about them every day. And when the weekend comes, we get together and say, that's why we love to be here in the USA. Hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. My friends are friends, when times are hard, right here I'll stay. And when the weekend comes, we'll get together and say, that's why we love to be here in the USA. Hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. There's things to do and folks to meet most every day. And everyone we meet has such a friendly way. That's why we love to be here in the USA. Oh, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. My friends are friends, when times are hard, right here I'll stay. And when the weekend comes, we'll get together and say, that's why we love to be here in the USA.
There you go. See, that's the Hot Dogs Polka, because baseball, hot dogs, and Chevrolet, you know, all good American things, goes together well, you know. Now, let's do another one I don't think's ever been on the show. You would think that after doing this show for like 8.5 or so years, that I would have played all the records. But see, what happened is early on, I started with a few hundred records, then I started digging more out of the basement, and then I started digging more out of the attic, and every now and then, you know, you're at a store. It's not like you walk into a record store and find any old-time records anymore, but you stop into a secondhand store, a thrift store, a rummage sale, and somebody's got a bunch of records, and you're flipping through them, and it's like, ooh, look at this. Here's one we don't have. And you grab it, and you add to it, so you never know. And when you got, yeah, there's a lot of songs out there, man. I keep telling everybody at work at the radio station that I can't retire until I've played all the records that I want to play. And that'll never happen, because I have to live to be 600. So anyway, how about the Music Masters Orchestra? It's the Jumpin' Jimmy Polka. Thank you. There you go. That's the Jumpin' Jimmy Polka, the Music Masters Orchestra. And this is Tim Zumpa, our your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this, what you're hearing right now, happens every week right here. Same place, same time. So make a mental note. That does not mean right on your forehead with a Sharpie. A post-it note, maybe. Be here again next week, same place, same time, okay? Now we got to get a waltz in here, do a waltz in every show. We also play a 78 RPM record in every show, the old Shellac Records. Got one of those coming up in a little bit, too. But right now, let's waltz, shall we? Dancers, are you ready? Shove the coffee table out of the way or whatever. Here's Gil Steele and the My Darling Waltz.
Thank you.
All right, waltzers, you may be seated. The waltz is over. Gail Steele and the band there, and the My Darling Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm going to start working on getting ready to get the turntable set up here for 78, coming up in a little bit. But last week, I played a track off this Mrzynski Brothers album that's sitting here, and I did not put the record away. No, not because I'm lazy, but because I, well, maybe, because all the records are actually here from the last 3 months. I actually wanted to play another song off this album, Down the Road, and today is Down the Road. So I'm going to give you a little Mrzynski Brothers polka action here, and while you're listening to that, I'm going to get this other baby switched over for 78s and get this Lawrence Welk Decca 78 from the 40s out of the sleeve here and get that baby rolling. So in the meantime, it's the Mrzynski Brothers and the I Feel Good All Over Polka. Just like that, it's over. The I Feel Good All Over polka. It is the Mrzynski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble. Here on Tim's Hoompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Are you ready to go with a 78? Sure you are. Decca 78. I'm putting this one in the 40s. I was trying to look it up, but there's just not time. You get into a database, 10,000 million 78s, and it's like, yeah, it'll take me a week to look that up. But I'm saying late 30s, early 40s here. You ready? It's the Barbara Polka. Geez, get the words out. And Lawrence Welk, the band. Thank you. Hey, I was able to find it. I looked it up in the Looker Upper. 1942. Pretty good sounding record for being 1942. Lawrence Welk and the orchestra. That was the Barbara Polka. Our 78 of the week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Now, this is a record there aren't very many copies of. I can promise you that. There's the Mike Stevens Orchestra and the Something New Polka. There you go. It's the Something New Polka. That's the Mike Stevens Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, somehow that reminded me to remind you to remind us that if you'd like to make a request or a dedication, have a comment or question or whatever, there's a million ways to get in touch with the Zumpa Hour. If you'd like to do that, you don't even have to talk to anybody. You can leave a voice message or a text. Send a text to area code 218-259-2985. That's 218-259-2985. If you'd like to, text or leave an actual speaking voice message. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's easy. Or you can take a look at that Facebook if you're a Facebooker. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where we are there. The least favorite way to get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour, because Facebook is just a lot of people complaining mostly, and I try to stay the heck out of there. But I do check it at least once a week to see if there's anything that I need to get for the show. You know what I mean? So there you go. Now, I told you, this week is weird. I'm playing records of every speed. We've had 78s, we've had 33s, we have 45s. Now I got a 7-inch 33 extended play. It's got three songs on each side of the little 7-inch record, and it runs at 33 speed, and it's got a small hole. Everything just goes against nature with this record. But it's a Lil Wally record, and it's just another version of the EIO Polka.
She hollers, let her go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. 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 E-I-O. E-I-O. E-I-E-I-O. Thank you.
There you go. Weird Lil Wally record. Not that the songs are weird, but the record is weird because it's a 7-inch extended play album. That's just, it seems weird because it's so tiny. But yeah, Lil Wally, Mr. Polka Music. It says right there on the record. Now, I got a record. Darn it, how are we already starting to run out of time? I've got a record that I've been meaning to play for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and a record I played last week reminded me to look for it, and I looked for it all week, and I found it, and I got to play it, because after all this work to look for it, I got to play it. But first, we got to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I told you I had this record that I've been meaning to play, and I couldn't find it, and I finally found it. If you remember, it was either last week or maybe the week before we played The Devil Came Up to Minnesota by the Mrzynski Brothers, and it's a takeoff on Devil Went Down to Georgia, except in their version of the song, he comes up to Minnesota. But the song is still the same, and they're still battling it out with their fiddles, and Johnny still wins at the end. But in my mind, I knew that I had another version that was another variation on The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And I found it, and I knew there was another version where they were battling it out with concertinas, not fiddles. And it's The Devil and Jerry Darlac Polka by the Brass Connection. And it took me a week to find this record. And darn it, after all that work, I'm not going to run out of time and not play it. So here's the Brass Connection and The Devil and Jerry Darlac.
The devil went to Chicago. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he come across this young boy squeezing the box and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a bar stool and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I play concertina too. And if you care to take it there, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good box, boy, but give the devil his due. I got a box of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. Now the boy said, my name's Jerry, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago's down and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he squeezed that golden box. He pulled that box apart so hard that it made an evil hiss. And when his band of demons joined in, it sounded something like this. Show you how it's done.
devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden box on the ground at Jerry's feet. Jerry said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Cause I've told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
All right, there you go. I'm glad I was able to get that one in there because I looked for that record all week and I almost forgot to play it. Maybe we can squeak in two more. Ooh, I'm thinking maybe not. I'm going to try anyway. Here's Stan Wisniak and his TV Polka Band and the My Pretty Girl Polka.
Girl, oh, what a pretty girl. I met her by chance while I was at the dance. Her eyes were big and bright. She set my heart aflight. As she touched my hands, I thought of wedding bands. Oh, what a pretty girl. Oh, what a pretty girl. I met her by chance while I was at the dance. My dream is now complete. Through life we'll dance and whirl. Living is a treat to love my pretty girl. Chance while I was at the dance. Her eyes were big and bright. She set my heart aflight. As she touched my hands, I thought of wedding bands. Oh, what a pretty girl. Oh, what a pretty girl. I met her by chance while I was at the dance. My dream is now complete. Through life we'll dance and whirl. Living is a treat to love my pretty girl.
We're going to sneak in the Ampelaers here real quick and the Hayride Polka, and this one's going to get us out of here today. Thank you. Champlers Orchestra and the Hayride Polka. And boy, we filled this hour right up to the last possible second, I think. Wow, you got your money's worth this time, especially considering it's free always to listen to the Oompa Hour, for Pete's sake. Remember, you get what you pay for.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.